Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I'm going to talk to you about getting everything in the right order when it comes to your website.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, so let's talk about getting everything in the right order. So this comes about because one of our clients who we built a website for, and we're like, look, which form are you wanting us to put on the website? Like, how are we gathering customer data? And obviously we recommend ActiveCampaign. We always have. It's a great piece of software. You should definitely be using it. Much better than MailChimp. Much cheaper and easier to use than Infusionsoft. But we call it Confusionsoft. You don't need a degree in rocket science to run it like you do with Confusionsoft. So we you know, that's what we recommend. And it's really cheap as well. It's like $9. Like the cheapest one is like $9. Why would you not pay $9, right? But the customer was saying, no, when you guys start driving traffic to the website, then we'll upgrade the web forms. And it's just that one sentence, and it took me aback a little bit. And it took me aback because there's a whole bunch of stuff built into that one sentence, which is a throwaway sentence. There's a whole bunch of stuff which is why this business won't work for me, right? A couple of things. Let me break it down. First of all, when we start driving traffic to the website, first of all, you've not paid us to drive traffic to the website. That's a separate thing. You can't just build a website and expect Google to find it and expect millions of people just to hit that website, or even thousands of people. It just doesn't work like that. You've got to have a really conscious strategy of driving traffic to that website. It's either organic traffic or it's paid traffic. There's only two types of traffic, right? Organic traffic is search engine optimization. It might be content. It might be making YouTube videos and driving traffic back. It might be doing podcasts like this and driving traffic back. And that's all the organic stuff. And then you've got paid, which is Facebook ads and Google pay-per-click and LinkedIn ads and Twitter ads and YouTube ads and all of that kind of thing. So you have to drive traffic. You don't just build a website. So that was the first thing that kind of popped up. And then obviously it's like, you know, we need to have a conversation then. How are we going to drive traffic to the website? Because that's what he said, when we start driving traffic. But that as a process is quite a convoluted process. It's not an easy thing to do, to just drive traffic. It takes a whole strategy behind it, and then it is implemented, and all that takes time, effort, man hours, and so on. But then there's a second thing that kind of built into that throwaway line, that kind of that line was, when you drive traffic to the website, then I'll upgrade the web form. It's basically what they said, and it's like, it just doesn't make sense. So how do you know, first of all, you're getting traffic? We put Google Analytics on there so we can actually see traffic, how many people are hitting the website. But what if somebody actually fills in that form and you've used one of the crappy WordPress forms? And they are crappy, the crappy WordPress forms, because first of all, you have to pay. If you want it to send you an email notification, usually you have to pay for that. Bob's filled in this form, sent you an email. That's the first thing. The second thing is that usually when someone fills in a form, it ends up in your junk folder. And unless you're checking your junk folder, we had this with another client who refused to pay for ActiveCampaign. So we had to use one of the shitty forms that you get on WordPress. And he had in his junk folder three clients. Now, as it happens, it was a couple of days late, but he managed to get on the phone with them and he actually closed them, which is really good. Off a brand new website, that's really good, that's what we want. But then it was like, well, why are you using crappy free web form? Like, it's like buying a Ferrari and refusing to put petrol in it. Well, when people start looking at me driving round, then I'll put petrol in it. Well, you ain't driving anywhere, because you aren't driving traffic, you're not driving a car. How are people going to look at you? How are people going to fill in the web forms? Like, and then when you do the web forms, for these crappy ones, how's that supposed to work? So this is about doing the right things in the right order. So let me explain what the right order actually is then. Get yourself a website. That's number one. Number two is get a mechanism that allows your client to contact you and make it as simple as possible. That could be having your phone number, it could be having your email address, it could be having a contact form, okay? It could also be having a Facebook Messenger embedded on the website, which is something that we can do fairly easy, but we need access to your Facebook admin stuff. Or we need you to connect it up. But you want to make the mechanism by which your potential customers can contact you as simple as possible. The next thing, so you've got a website, you've now got a mechanism for people to contact you. Number three then is you've got to get traffic. And again, like we say, that's broken down 3A, 3B. 3A is organic traffic. You post content on social media, you have an email list, you send out an email, you meet people at networking events, you drive people back, you use search engine optimization. Pretty much it, right? You might latch onto somebody else's email list, they send an email about your product, you get clicks and go back to your website and so on. That's all organic traffic. And then 3B is paid advertising. Facebook ads, Twitter ads, Google pay-per-click, depending on the business, YouTube ads, LinkedIn, and so on. That's it. They're the three steps. That's the order that you need to do it in. You don't have a website, and that's it, and hope people find it. And when they do find it, I hope that you just happen to check the junk mail every day, because I know that you haven't got time for that. Most people haven't, right? That's completely wrong. Why have you spent this money investing in a website? And then it's literally like buying the Ferrari and not even taking the cover off it. Just keeping it in a garage. No one can see it. It doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. Your website doesn't exist. Because you're not driving traffic. When you do drive traffic, you've not even thought about the mechanism that will allow your clients to contact you in the most easiest and simplest way that suits them. Not the way that suits you, by the way. Like, on my website, we actually don't have a phone number. And that's wrong. I should say it's wrong. But I just get so fed up of people phoning up trying to sell us stuff. It's like, oh, just jog on. It really annoys me. I don't need people phoning, cold calling. It costs us a pound a call, for God's sake. And you're trying to sell me some data collection system or some bullshit. I don't need it. That's one reason why we actually don't have our phone number. But also, I like to be in control of our sales mechanism. And our sales mechanism is, you fill in a form. I want to know more about you first before I waste my time on a phone call, potentially wasting my time. So that's the order in which you need to be doing your website. Get yourself your website created. Get yourself your mechanism for getting other people's contact data and drive traffic. If you've got any questions about that, you just hit me up. I'm on Facebook. Come and find me and we'll answer them for you. Well, if that's useful, we'll catch up with you on the next one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.